WABC AM and FM, New York.
77 WABC.
This is the New York State Tax Commissioner, Joseph Murphy.
Yes, sir.
You must file a New York State income tax return if you're required to file a federal tax return, or if your total New York State income exceeds your exemptions. You must also file a state return in order to claim a refund on taxes withheld from your wages. State tax forms this year are substantially the same as those used last year. And again this year, if you fill out your federal return first, you'll find it easier to fill out your state return. Long form IT-201 requires that you enter your total income from line 9 of your federal return on line 1 of your state return. On short form IT-200, line 1 calls for a number of federal exemptions claimed. Read the instructions carefully and be sure you sign your return before mailing it. File your return at your state district tax office on or before April 15th.
Ah! It's enough!
This way, join the party. Hey, hey, Charlie, take a bow. Swing, Charlie, swing!
No bows for me. I'm wearing my low-cut all-leather undershirt. And it's just too revealing. It's about 29 minutes till 6 o'clock in the Charlie Greer Show. Good morning to you. 32 degrees, partly cloudy skies in New York.
The super hit sound of...
Let's start the tour.
Today, this song is super hit number two.
Miss Petula Clark going downtown right now. 29 minutes until 6 o'clock. Good morning to you at 77 Radio.
I go in for that chick.
When life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown.
You're in Midtown Manhattan right now at Radio 77 WABC. Daytime is Dayton time. Bob Dayton on 77 Radio WABC. 32 WABC degrees and 25 until 6 on your Charlie Greer Show. Her boss, Kerr Anderson, the mayor of the morning, will be in at 6 o'clock in the a.m.
Now, Betty, your side?
Our side had 36% fewer cavities.
Well, then, Betty, I imagine your side is very pleased.
I don't know, sir. You see, I'm the only survivor.
This is your friend Charlie Greer, the big one in the big town, 77 Radio. And now...
Here's an all-American pick. Hit.
Don't pick your teeth. Here are the
Ready
Searchers.
Rockets.
What have they done to the rain by the Searchers, the big hit of the week? 24 minutes and 20 seconds until 6 a.m.
Just a little rain. Head to the heavenly sun.
Just a little rain. Just a little rain. What have they done to the rain?
What have they done to the rain? That's by the Searchers. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll have a little rain dance, all right? Let's try it. Okay. Oh, you're looking good there, Herb. Jelly. A war paint on your face and everything. You're going to have to wash that off. Those things are fine. We'll never recognize you without your robes and everything else. All right. Well, by golly, it's working, isn't it? There comes the rain. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it does.
Sing the theme, Herbie. They'll never take the place of hello again, I'll tell you that, Herb. That'll never take the place of hello again. But it's a good job, though. Thank you very much. 32 WABC degrees. He'll be in to sing hello again at 6 o'clock in the morning. 32, partly cloudy in New York. And incidentally, alternate side of the street parking regulations have been suspended for today. Good news, huh? How many beans in the glass jar? Well, guessing games are fun, but don't guess about your own health. A chest x-ray shows if you are free of tuberculosis. Now, in New York, call Oregon 3-3935 for information about chest x-rays. That's OR3-3935. Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, no, Herb. Herb, listen, this is one time, Herb, I'm going to make an explanation on air. That wasn't me. That was the engineer who did that. That was not me. That was not me. Friends of Herb Oscar Anderson, just come down here and get John McDonald. He's the engineer on this job.
Let's toss it down a well and check it for splash.
There you go again, you Clyde. Hey, you go, Clyde. You're going to get me in so much trouble with the Herb Oscar Anderson fan club. Which includes everybody. Me too.
On 77 WABC.
Oh boy. Friends are sometimes, you know. I wish we were on film this morning. I see you blush over there, John.
There's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips.
Oh, never mind your troubles. Sing it out. Mercy, mercy. Sing it up, Bob.
You're trying hard not to show it. But baby, baby, I love it. I love it. Oh, I love it. And I love it. And I love it. And I love it. And I care.
You just don't know the meaning of love. That's your trouble.
When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L.U.V.
You've got some wild voice for a girl, I'll tell you that. My goodness. You really have lost that love and feeling. You've lost all femininity and everything else. 32 WABC degrees, partly cloudy. Maybe you feel better if you do that, honey.
All the weather on American WABC.
It's going to be mostly cloudy and mild today. Slight chance for a brief shower this afternoon or early evening and a high in the mid-40s. Clearing during tonight, an overnight low in the lower 30s. Wednesday, fair with little temperature change and a high in the lower 40s. 32 and partly cloudy in New York. And the wind is out of the west at 2 per hour, practically calm. And the temperature at 32, the barometer 30.00 and rising. Humidity at 69%. You know, tomorrow night, thousands of New York mothers will take part in the annual Mother's March on Birth Defects. Now, these dedicated volunteers, your friends and neighbors, are part of the March of Dimes all-out war on the number one crippler of our children. Each day, 700 babies are born in the United States with significant birth defects. One family in every 10 is now affected by this terrible tragedy. Now, you can help the March of Dimes provide patient care and hope for the future by giving generously when your Mother's March volunteer calls on you tomorrow night. Thank you very much. Another public service message from WABC Radio. The time is 15 minutes until 6 o'clock on the Charlie Greer Show. We're going to check the scores for you right now from All-American Super Hit 77. I mean, look at him here right now. Okay, now look, don't... Oh, you going to blow that whistle in my ear again? Oh.
All-American Sports on 77 WABC.
All righty, in collegiate basketball, Vanderbilt over Mississippi, 84-70. Minnesota down Purdue, 85-81. North Carolina State over Centenary, 79-64. Iowa State beat Oklahoma, 87-81. Dayton over Loyola of Los Angeles, 89-71. And Detroit beat Xavier of Ohio, 108-92. Georgia Tech, 75. Mississippi State, 73. Kentucky defeated Georgia, 102-82. Florida beat Alabama, 67-51. Florida State, 58. Auburn, 55. Southern Illinois defeated Tennessee Tech in a squeaker, 84-83. Another one, McMurray, 83. And Abilene Christian, 82. In the National Basketball Association, only one game. Boston 142 and Baltimore 104. No National League hockey games scheduled last night. Honey, no arms can ever hold you like these arms of mine, right?
No.
Thank you for that wonderful build-up.
No arms can ever hold you like these arms of mine. No one can ever offer what I offer you. My heart, my love are yours till the end of time. No arms can ever hold you like these arms of mine. My heart, my love are yours.
No arms can ever hold you like these arms of mine.
Go ahead, Tiger.
You embarrass me. Radio's merry-go-round, WABC.
This week, you will hear these solid gold sounds on WABC. Ronnie and the Daytonas.
Little GTO, you're really looking fine.
The Quotations.
My imagination.
The Crickets.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day.
Jimmy Charles.
A million to one.
Joey D. Plus dozens of other records you remember. Continuous entertainment presented by the All-Americans. The music you want most to hear is heard on
77 WABC.
Herb Oscar Renison at 6 o'clock in the morning. The mayor of the morning will don his robes at 6 a.m. And at 10 o'clock, it'll be Don McNeil in the Breakfast Club. At 11 o'clock, Bobby D. And that takes care of the morning side. Great programs all day long. Here's the icing right now on the Charlie Greer Show. This is called Telstar. Reminds me of something, you know. My wife is mad at me now, Queen Kong. Yeah. She's mad at me because I paid my income tax. Claims she needs a fur coat more than the government needs another astronaut on the moon or something like that.
There you go, Clyde.
Thank you.
Well, tis the end of the line here on your Charlie Greer Show at 77 Radio. Got to rush home right now to my lovely wife, Queen Kong. I pick on her and talk a little about her behind her back, but that's the only safe way, you know. You know, you gotta defend the man's side of things anyway. You know what happened to Rock Cornish Roosters? You never hear about them anymore, do you? Charlie Greer saying bye now, bye Bonds. Love you all manly for all the things you are. Stay tuned for Herb Oscar Anderson right after Jimmy Wallington of the news. We'll see you tonight at midnight on 77 Radio in New York. Out of bed, unravel your head.
You love Doublemint Gum. Double good Doublemint Gum. Double fresh flavor, double smooth too. Double mints, double delightful to chew. You love double mint gum. Get double everything rolled into one. You love double mint gum. Double good double mint gum.
WABC Action Central News.
5:55 news, first, fast, 5 minutes sooner. Jimmy Wallington for WABC New York. A 17-year-old Vietnamese girl drenched herself with gasoline and burned herself to death today as a political protest against the government of Tran Van Hoang. The protest suicide, first of its kind since October 1963, took place in a coastal city 200 miles north of Saigon, where a demonstration was underway. The body of Winston Churchill will be taken from his family home today and borne to Westminster Hall, where it will lie in state for 3 days. The Archbishop of Canterbury will conduct the coffin to the catafalque at Lady Churchill's request. Tomorrow, the hall will be open to the public, to whom Churchill became a legend of greatness. Meanwhile, Scotland Yard has become a major security operation along the route of Saturday's funeral procession. Precautions are designed to protect the scores of foreign statesmen expected to attend the rites. President Johnson's doctors are trying to build up his strength so he can attend Churchill's funeral in London. President Johnson has said he wants to make the trip very much. His doctors want the president to stay in the hospital until tomorrow. News Secretary George Reedy says the president's temperature has returned to normal. A storm spawned in the southwest, headed toward icebound northern Illinois today, where repairmen are working around the clock to replace downed power lines and thousands of families are seeking warmer shelter. Snow, sleet, and freezing rain struck Kansas and Missouri, and blizzard warnings were issued. A power company spokesman said damage to equipment in the Chicago area topped $2 million. Officials in Illinois attributed 4 deaths to the weather. Russia says it did not violate the limited nuclear test ban treaty earlier this month when an underground detonation blew some radioactive material into the atmosphere. The Soviet government said an insignificant amount of radioactive debris leaked into the atmosphere. The Soviet reports that the material leaked into the air was interpreted by Washington officials as confirmation that the radiation was released accidentally. The House Ways and Means Committee begins executive sessions tomorrow on President Johnson's proposed health care program for the elderly. The goal is a House vote by the 15th of March. Chairman Wilbur Mills says he believes legislation can be worked out on the basis of President Johnson's proposal for financing through a separate payroll tax, but handled by the Social Security Administration. The legislation sent to the House also is expected to include provisions raising the Social Security old age payments. The superintendent of the U.S. Air Force Academy has promised to disclose details of the cheating scandal that has rocked the Academy. Major General Robert Warren said the exams for sale scheme has involved more than 100 cadets, including 30 football players. 29 cadets resigned from the academy last week. It was unofficially reported that 40 others left yesterday. Warren says he intends to clear up the matter abruptly and fast. Other news in brief, doctors in St. John's Hospital in Santa Monica report that singer Nat King Cole's condition is satisfactory following surgery for removal of his left lung. 5 children reportedly were killed in a house fire in Minturn, Colorado last night. A bill repealing Indiana's 1957 right-to-work law is ready for Governor Roger Brannigan's signature. Former Maine Governor Sumner Sewell died in Bath, Maine at the age of 67. Anti-Castro guerrilla leader Eloy Gutierrez Menoyo is reported a prisoner of Fidel Castro in Cuba. Senate hearings open today on President Johnson's program to aid elementary and high schools. Well, Sir Winston Churchill's humor keeps breaking through the flood of words written about him since his death. Once, as a young man, he had just grown a mustache and was talking politics incessantly at a dinner party. A young woman chided him, "I dislike both your politics and your mustache." Churchill replied, "Don't distress yourself, madam. You are unlikely to come into contact with either." Our WABC weather watch, mostly cloudy and mild today. A slight chance for a brief shower this afternoon or early evening. Highest in the mid-40s. Clearing during tonight, the lowest in the lower 30s. Right now in midtown Manhattan, the temperature is 32 degrees and it's partly cloudy. If you see news being made, call LT17722. That's LT17722. It pays. Next news just 25 minutes from now on WABC AM and FM, New York. 77 WABC.